Anticipatory reality. Anticipatory reality is helpful in appreciative inquiry because it makes us focus on the future and what we want. One of the first steps of anticipatory reality is creating an image of the future and determining what can help us get there. We can change things, add new themes, and make goals. We are constantly fashioning our anticipatory reality. Imagining a successful future will affect the present. We know that our past does not always identify our future, but planning our future can affect our present. Thinking ahead to our successful future can increase our positivity in our lives today and raise our confidence. When we focus on the successes we want to achieve and imagine them coming true, it can give us great hope for the future, which in turn gives us hope for today. We can stay positive by knowing that we can achieve that successful future and always keep a positive attitude about reaching our goals. Benefits: positive outlook, goal successes, improved focus, controlling negative anticipation. Many of us are the type of people who automatically assume the worst in any situation. We start to anticipate anything that can go wrong and try to determine how we would handle anything that comes up. But if we learn to control these negative anticipations, we can begin to see any situation from the positive side. When we view the positive aspects of a situation, we feel more confident about our ability to handle them. Because no matter how big or scary a situation may seem, remaining positive and changing how we view the problem can make anything possible. Examples: watch for hidden negative thoughts or assumptions. Avoid jumping to conclusions. Realize the problem is in the situation, not you. Current decisions will be influenced positively. The decisions we make today can influence how we see things later. When we limit our negative anticipations and concentrate on creating a positive outlook, our current decisions and thoughts begin to develop into a positive form of thinking, which can improve our overall confidence. Worrying about what may or may not happen or what could go wrong in a situation can drain our bodies and make us feel as though we don't have any hope. But if we change our thoughts today and limit the negativity we allow in our planning, our decisions can be influenced by positivity and will help us make better choices in our everyday lives. Benefits: more confidence in your decisions, less negative or anxious feelings, positive outlook on future decisions. Base it on data and real examples. One of the negative things about anticipatory reality is that we often base our thoughts and conclusions on things that we have heard or have overplayed in our own heads. We begin to think about the worst thing that could happen or anything that could go wrong, but we have nothing to base it upon. Instead, we should always focus on the facts of a problem and realize what is actually there. For example, you forgot to turn in a weekly report to your manager. Part of you begins to panic and starts thinking of the negative possibilities that could come from it, such as employee demerits, upsetting your boss, or even getting fired. But when you stop to look at the facts and data that are involved in the situation, we can remain calm and positive. We know that, in this instance, the manager allows reports to be turned in a day late with a reasonable explanation. He's told you before that if something comes up, you are free to go speak with him. Once you review this helpful piece of information to yourself, you feel less worried about the little mistake you made and feel more confident about picking yourself back up and moving on. Avoid word-of-mouth stories, the maybe or what-if possibilities, dramatized outcomes or overreactions. Case study: Bruce was finishing his report on the new accounting software and was preparing to show it to his manager. He wanted to believe the manager would like it and would credit the employee working with the software, but he wasn't really sure how it would go over with him. He began to doubt himself and doubt if the software was fit for the company. He became worried that the manager would overlook his numbers and make decisions that didn't benefit anymore. Bruce then realized he was overreacting and needed to show the report first. He told himself to think positively now and wait to see what the manager thought. When the manager complimented his report findings and the use of the software, Bruce knew he had overthought his reaction too much. How does planning a future success affect our goals? It gives a potential plan to work on. It can add unneeded stress. It gives us something to do in our spare time. it gives us the confidence to work toward them.